Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and Pastor George is back with more good news about our finances.
That's right,
Welcome,
Gloria.
Pastor George.
Thank you. It is so good to be with you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We are now into the year of 2016.
Yes.
And I'm sure that there's a word there from Brother Copeland, but I was just sitting here, we were talking about 2016. And why don't we have a word?
Okay.
Why don't we have a word for 2016?
Go ahead.
Why don't we call 2016 the year of great faith?
The year of great faith.
How about that?
Sounds good.
The year of great faith. So that'll be our word for this new year. This will be a word for you. It's the year.
Great faith.
The year of great faith.
Hallelujah.
2016. And I'm so excited to be on the broadcast with you again, Gloria.
I just
I literally get tickled just being with you on this broadcast because of the things that I'm looking for quotes from you.
Yes, I have to be careful when you're here.
Well, you've got some great quotes. And this is, Gloria, this is the 49th year of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
You mean the ministry's right at 50 years old?
Right. I mean,
wow,
2017.
That's a jubilee year.
Next year will be the 50th year of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
I believe it'll be the biggest year we've ever had.
I believe it.
Let's just name it. It is the Jubilee year. That's
okay.
50.
Jubilee year, 50.
Year.
So we'll put that in the
biggest year.
Biggest year.
Ever.
So next year, 2017, they started in 1967, and what a journey it has been.
I can't imagine it's been how long?
Oh, it's 49 this year.
Wow.
And I came.
I'm so young.
I came in 1976. The ministry at that time was 9 years old.
9 years old.
9 years old, and we had 12 people on staff at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was a youngin'.
I remember you, George. You wore floods.
I did.
George's britches were short. I guess his legs had grown out and he hadn't worn britches.
I remember Nani. You know, I lived with A.W. and Vanetta, Kenneth's parents, for a year before Terry and I got married. And Nani gathered up my clothes and gave them to the Goodwill.
You just didn't quite have that prosperity message down. That's
well, you guys were working on me from day one. And I'm so happy for that. I'm so glad.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Gloria,
we had no idea you'd be such a blessing.
Out of all the families and all the places and all the world, the Lord put me here. And I look back on my 40 years here. And what a privilege and honor it is.
Well,
and I have been a good student of yours and Kenneth and still am.
I don't know what we'd have done without you, that's for sure.
Well, I am so grateful to you.
Because if there was a job that came up, we just said, well, let George do it.
That's where that phrase came from.
The church needs a pastor. Well, let George do it.
Let George do it.
What else, George? What all have you been?
Let's see. I started with the art department, the in-house art department.
We need an art department.
Need an art department in-house. Let George do it. And then I started hiring artists. And then the girl who was doing the editorial part was having to leave, so she left. And so I took over that part, the publications department. And then when Kenneth started writing partner letters, we took over that part. And I was traveling on the road and doing things.
He wrote his own letters.
He does write his own letters. Computer does not write Kenneth Copeland's letters.
No.
And over the years, I have just watched the growth of this ministry. And the thing that I believe that's been so compelling to me is the development of your faith, studying the way you and Kenneth have developed your faith, how you've grown in faith. When I was here, by the time I came, you had a 421.
Airplane.
But before that, single engine. Before that, station wagon.
Yeah, station wagon.
and to see what God has done with their faith,
praise God,
is the same thing that God can do with your faith.
That's right.
And that's what we're going to be talking about over these next 2 weeks.
He can produce it, whatever it is.
Say that again.
If you can believe Him for it, He can produce it. George always quotes my isms. If you can believe Him for it, God can produce it. That's a fact. And then the thing that was really the challenge in this ministry at the beginning was,
yes,
we don't borrow money.
Well, that was a big one. That was a big gun. Well, that's what I stepped into when I came here. You had already made the decision in 67 about not borrowing money. And that's a foreign concept to so many people.
Do you remember when we figured up if we'd borrowed money on everything, how much interest we would have paid over these years?
In excess of $42
million. That's $42 million.
Of interest that this ministry has not paid.
That went into the gospel.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Well, you have really been a standard for us to watch and to study throughout these years about how, not only how to believe God, but how to enlarge your capacity for faith, how to break through every limitation that there has been. And I look back on where I was when I first came here in 76, and I look at where we are now.
Praise God.
And this is truly the ministry that faith in God built.
Yes, that's right.
And how much farther along we are than where we were back then, and how much more God has for us. Gloria, we have... This, by the way, is our 211th broadcast together on just talking about prosperity and prospering. And all of the notes, once again, that we are teaching from on these broadcasts are available to you online. The information is right there before you. And we have had in excess of half a million outlines of the broadcast. Since you and I have been doing this since 2011, since we've been teaching together since 2011, and what a thrill it has been to do that.
Isn't that awesome?
My faith has grown. My faith has developed. And Gloria, what we're talking about is a message that has been in development in me for a long time. And the time has come to preach it. And we're talking about no more limits. We're talking about enlarging our capacity to believe God for everything that He wants us to have.
Amen. You know,
enlarging
when you think about it, the decision to, the reason that we've been blessed is because we walk on the Word. And we saved about $40 million in interest.
Isn't
that wild?
Mm-hmm. That is wild.
That'd build a pretty good building, $40 million.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's just awesome when you think about it. We've lacked nothing.
That's right.
And
that's
God
right.
has blessed us.
And you've taught us so much about faith. And that's what we're going to talk about in these 2 weeks.
Oh,
we're
good.
Going to talk about how to develop our faith, how to enlarge our capacity.
That's good.
And the scripture, let's take a look at our foundation scripture for this. This is Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. And it says, enlarge the place of your tent.
I did that.
You sure did. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation.
Amen.
Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. You shall break forth on the right hand and on the left. Thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
You know, when we were building our home here on the property.
Yes.
And we were already committed, of course, to pay cash for it.
Right.
A nice house. And Ken, I would say, well, Ken, I was doing the planning, you know, the blueprint.
Right.
I didn't do the blueprints, but I did tell the architects what I want. So I said, Ken, you know, the longer, see, we were believing to pay cash, so we didn't just build it right away.
Right.
I said, the longer we have here before we start building, the bigger the house gets.
Right.
Because I could think of other things, you know.
You had vision. You had big vision.
So he said, well, that's just a dream. Dream on. So I dreamed on.
Dream on. I got to write that down.
Just knock yourself out. Dream on.
Kenneth,
hallelujah.
He said, dream on.
Yeah. It's a dream. Dream on.
And that's what we need to do, Gloria. And I'll tell you why this particular series of messages is so big on the inside of me. Something has changed around here. Something so huge, so big. I'm watching you and Kenneth preach like you've never preached before.
Praise God. I'm
watching the two of you travel like you've never traveled. You did some traveling in the early days, but these two are traveling all over the world preaching the gospel.
Praise God.
If I'm correct about this, Brother Copeland turns 80 this year.
I like that track.
2016. And he is an example to
we
us.
We should have a big blowout.
We will. Don't tell him. Shh. But we look at him and see what he's doing now, and he's more on fire than I've ever seen him.
That's the truth.
I've been here 40 of these years, and he's more on fire, more filled with vision, and the Lord...
And he loves to preach more than ever.
He does. He does. And the Lord, what I've seen is the Lord has challenged us. He's challenged me. He's challenged you. We've got to come up to the next level of believing him, the next level of prosperity, because he's put some huge projects in front of us. I mean, for instance, I wrote this down. In Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we are believing for, and maybe by the time this airs, we'll have the Citation 10 Plus, that second aircraft. The Lord spoke to Brother Copeland about a word that he gave him
cash,
in 19...
Cash.
Yes, cash.
We could get a second one today,
Yeah.
The kicker is we pay cash
We
for
pay
it.
Cash for it.
And we will.
Every available voice. That is a word that Brother Copeland received back in 1976, I believe it was. To take this uncompromised message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around, and put it on every available voice. And the Lord stirred him last year. He talked to Terry and me about this, talked to all of us about it. But the Lord stirred him back up about putting this ministry on every available voice. Well, right after Brother Copeland committed to do that, the opportunity for Dish TV came. And so now we are broadcasting 24/7. On a network, Believers Voice of Victory Network, 24 hours a day. Gloria, this ministry is preaching
awesome?
24 hours a day. But we are stretching our faith. We are enlarging our capacity because I heard Brother Copeland say this himself. He said, well, Dish TV is not, that's not all. He's talking about DirecTV. He's talking about XM TV or XM radio. He's talking about every available voice. We are having to enlarge our capacity for faith to see it happen. And we're doing the same thing with the church. We have a move of God going on right now, Gloria. Oh, I'm so excited.
Go ahead.
We've got a move of God happening at the church. It began in August of 2014, and it has not let up.
Praise God, George.
And we're believing, we've got a building over there that we're finishing for the kids. We're believing for television. The church now has its own broadcast.
Praise God.
We have our own broadcast. We're taking what you and Kenneth taught us.
Now, is your broadcast on the...
It's on Dish. It's on the network. It's called Life on the Mountain.
I like that. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Life on the Mountain. And we just put it on there. And Gloria, here's what the Lord said to us. This was not too long ago. Why should Kenneth Copeland Ministries have only one broadcast? Why not have multiple broadcasts?
Especially when you have your own...
And listen to this.
Your own satellite set up.
You may not know this because I just found out the other day. But do you know that you and I have a spinoff broadcast?
No, George.
It's called The Prosperous Life.
Really? I like that.
And what they did was they've taken all of our teachings on prosperity and they've made it a separate
That's
broadcast.
Great. Praise God.
So all that to say...
What a great name.
The Prosperous Life.
We have a broadcast.
We have a broadcast.
All right.
Now, I'll tell you one other reason why I'm stretching my faith and enlarging my capacity to believe God. Brother Copeland had a word for the church some years ago that we would be a church of 10,000. Well, and we would have...
Easy for him to say.
Easy for him to say, but I trust the Lord in him.
Yeah.
Have a church of 10,000. Well, and we'd have a 10,000 seat facility. Well, just last year, Brother Copeland went to Nigeria and he has upped the goal.
What, 50,000? 50,000.
50,000. I'm going to quote Kenneth Copeland.
Okay, go ahead.
So, come on now, stay in faith with me. I was I was watching him preach after he preached in Nigeria at David Oyedepo's church. I watched him preach then in South Africa at Ray McCauley's church. Mm-hmm. We were watching it online. Mm-hmm. And I happened to turn it on right at the moment where Kenneth Copeland said this. This David Oyedepo's church in Lagos is running 200,000 on Sunday morning. They have four services in a building
that
seats...
Four services that seats
54,000. Kenneth Copeland said, I'm going to get me one of them.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And he said, I'm not just talking. I've got my faith on the line, glory be to God. EMIC is headed towards a 50,000 seat auditorium with a 100,000 member congregation. Ooh. And we will have it very soon.
Look what he's doing for your church, George.
My faith is enlarging. He said, and one of the reasons why is Philippians 4:19. But my God.
Shall is the next word.
Yes, my God shall.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just...
That's awesome.
I just know, Gloria, that the
Isn't
only...
Isn't it great that we have room for our 54,000 seats?
We do.
We don't have to go buy property.
We don't have to leave
property.
This place. We've got plenty of property to do it. I mean, you and Kenneth have followed the Lord
just
for all of these years,
That's
a step at a time.
That's what we all have to do, just take a step at a time.
The only...
You know, we could... When this was a former military base, and an individual had bought it. Now, we could have said, well, you know, that's just too much. We don't need that much land.
Yeah.
But we weren't thinking about a 54,000 seat auditorium.
No, we weren't at the time.
And all the buildings that we have here. Wow. See, you don't know. You can't. You just can't cut God back. You got to do what you're told to do. Okay.
You
Calvinism.
Just
can't
cut
God
back.
You don't know. The vision. We don't have the vision that he has. He has
wow,
to give us that
He can
vision.
See it. And I am just so stirred in my spirit, Gloria, about where the Lord is taking us and where the Lord is taking you.
Yes.
And in these last few moments, let me just read a couple of things to you. The only limitation to our capacity to believe and receive,
the only limitation
our capacity.
That's right, George. That's
to believe and receive. That's the only limitation.
Yeah, I'm going to write that.
There is no
down.
Other limit. It's right there. The only limitation, that's point number four. The only limitation that we have is our capacity.
That's exactly right.
To receive.
Our capacity to believe.
To believe and receive.
That's the only limitation.
That's it.
That's excellent. That's true.
That's it.
Glory to
the
God.
The only limitation. And for instance, Kenneth said this, any one department at KCM has the faith potential to believe God for the entire year's budget. Any one department
Hallelujah.
Here.
Yeah. That's
we,
right.
We have the capacity.
That's right, because we're believers, all of us.
We have...
I don't think we have any unbelievers working.
Over the years, over the last few years, the church has been continuing to contribute in towards the Southwest Believers Convention. Right. We have our faith on the line to pay the whole budget.
I'm in agreement with you. Glory to God.
We do. Okay. We've got the faith going
now,
to pay the whole budget.
Now all the people budget. Are in agreement with us.
That they are.
Yes.
Bill Winston said, the supernatural is no longer an option. It's going to be a requirement. So we're going to have to enter
Praise
into the
God.
Supernatural realm. And they've given us like 2 minutes here, and we haven't even covered the second page. But listen to this. Paul gave the Thessalonians a faith challenge. And he said to them, he said, we continue to pray night and day, praying for you earnestly, asking God to let us see you again and fill in the gaps in your faith. That's point number two there at the top.
What translation is that?
That's the New Living Translation.
Fill in the gaps.
In your faith.
That's a great way to say it.
So they were limited in their faith. They needed to come up to the next level. Paul knew exactly what to do to get them to enlarge their faith capacity.
Jesus.
And if you go from 1 Thessalonians to 2 Thessalonians, that's a two-month period. That's a two-month period between the first book of Thessalonians, the second, and they did something to enlarge their capacity. And listen to what Paul said.
Okay, I want to hear it.
He said in verse 3 in 2 Thessalonians 1, he said, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith is growing exceedingly, and the love for every one of you is abounding. different translations of it says your faith is growing abundantly. It's growing more and more. Your faith is growing phenomenally. Your faith is flourishing. It took only 2 months for their faith capacity to go to the next level. It took training.
Wow.
It took exercise. It was a strategic plan. Now,
I
we've
didn't
been,
know that.
You take these 2 weeks with Glory and me, and your faith will come up. That's if you crazy. Stay with us, if you order the product that we have.
Something else. Our yeah. faith will come up.
Our faith is
going to.
I've got a motive behind this.
Okay.
I've got a motive behind preaching this, Gloria.
That's
I want
right.
my faith to come up to the
me
next
too.
Level. And let me just read this to you. This is the last part down there at the bottom. This is from Brother Copeland's book on the laws of prosperity. I've been reading that again, Gloria. God has a highly organized system to meet the needs of every facet of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The world's system of meeting our needs works exactly opposite from God's system. God's system is totally adequate.
It is so true.
The world's idea of anything is very limited at best and stands a 99.9% chance of being totally wrong. As believers, we must be careful not to limit God in our individual lives
Hallelujah.
To what the world says is so. He is not limited to your job unless you limit Him to it. Remember not to limit God to only what you can see and understand with your head. When the entire world is completely destitute, God will still have plenty and make it abound
yep.
towards you.
Whatever's going on.
As
in the
He
world.
Is, so are we in this world. So don't be afraid to become a cheerful, free-hearted giver.
Glory
Gloria,
to God.
Our faith,
awesome.
Our faith is coming up. You know, when we started this broadcast just a few minutes ago, our faith was here. It's just gone up another level.
You're the best researcher, George. This is awesome.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
You don't want to miss any of these broadcasts. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.